And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get it started for you right now. Authorities in Huron County responded to a two-vehicle traffic crash just before 11 p.m. on Thursday, July 3rd. The crash happened at approximately 10:51 p.m. on Port Austin Road near Crescent Beach Road in Caseville Township. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, a 2015 gray Ford F-350 pickup truck was traveling westbound when it crossed the center line and struck the rear of a 2009 black Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck that was in the process of passing. Investigators report that both drivers were wearing seatbelts, neither was injured, and airbags did not deploy in either vehicle. The roadway was dry, weather conditions were clear, and the crash occurred on a straight, non-freeway section of Port Austin Road with a posted speed limit of 55 miles per hour. Both pickup trucks sustained damage but remained drivable from the scene. The Huron County Sheriff's Office investigated the crash. No additional information has been released. And a Huron County man has pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor assault and battery charge stemming from an incident investigators say occurred on December 11th of 2025. Ryan Gannon Olson was arraigned in district court where the charge was formally presented. Under Michigan law, the offense carries a maximum penalty of up to 93 days in jail and a fine of up to $500 if convicted. The court entered Olson's not guilty plea and established the pretrial schedule. Prosecutors have until late July to provide discovery materials and any plea offer, while a plea cutoff hearing has been scheduled for August 20th. The court also appointed attorney Stephen Allen to represent Olson for the remainder of the proceedings. Olson will remain free on a $3,500 bond with 10% having been posted. As part of his release conditions, the court ordered him to have no direct contact with the alleged victim. But because both individuals reside in the same apartment complex, the judge clarified that incidental encounters may occur but instructed him to avoid any interaction and immediately leave the area if it happens. And a Huron County man's entered a not guilty plea to a misdemeanor traffic case filed in district court. James Scott Perch is charged with operating a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license in connection with an alleged incident on July 4th. According to the court, the misdemeanor carries a maximum penalty of up to 90 days in jail if convicted. The court entered the not guilty plea during Perch's arraignment. Prosecutors must provide discovery materials later this month, and a plea cutoff hearing has been scheduled for August 20th of next month. Perch was released on a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, meaning no cash bond was required, but he must comply with court conditions and appear for future hearings. And we'll be right back after this brief promotional message.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary. All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. Speaking of obituaries, we have none for this hour. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.